Well, the time has finally come. It is out. Ceratec Corporation's Freedom Box is now available in demo form, in fact, for people to download and have a play with. And I understand the units are shipping as well. We've covered the Freedom Box a couple of times on Main Menu, first at the very conceptual stage when the product was being worked out, and at the ACB convention last year there was a prototype unit which was being demonstrated, and we recorded a demonstration of the Freedom Box. But there's nothing quite like having it in your own hands, on your own PC, to put it through its paces. When I started this process, I've actually had beta copies of the Freedom Box since late January. I thought it was actually going to be reasonably difficult because I figured that I'm really not the target market. In fact, probably most people listening to Main Menu, I thought, are not really the target market. And certainly when I started looking at the Freedom Box, in some ways my views were confirmed in that I could think of a number of blind people that I've met who would benefit from this, who envy the fact that we can get on the internet and look at all this information and just seem so able to find out what's going on, and yet they don't really have the ability to use a computer. And I'm not necessarily saying that to be patronizing, because I think that there are many sighted people in that category too. I'd be interested to see whether at some point either Ceratec or some other enterprising company puts out a Freedom Box type device for sighted people. Now, clearly there is some material here that is blindness specific, for example radio information service content and things, so it would need to be a slightly different service that's offered. But there are lots of people, I'm thinking of my mum and dad, for example, who are not computer users, who would love something like this. The other thing that occurred to me as I began to play with the Freedom Box was that actually this is rather like an online service. Even if you already have an internet connection and you download the Freedom Box software without getting the standalone devices that are out there, you pay $9.95 a month US to subscribe to the Freedom Box online community. And it really is a bit like the concept of being on CompuServe or the early AOL. I've never actually used AOL. It doesn't have an option in New Zealand. But it seems to me that, at least originally, what used to happen was that AOL and certainly CompuServe would kind of bundle content in a friendly environment for use by people. And really, that's what Freedom Box is doing. It is like an online service for the blind. And even if you are an experienced computer user, you may well at this stage at least be attracted to keep an eye on where this thing goes. I'm not sure if there's anything here yet that would entice a computer user who's competent with a screen reader to go out and get a Freedom Box or even purchase the software. But I think there could be. And in my view, what's going to sell the Freedom Box to our audience, in other words, people who have some computer skills and are able to tune into ACB radio and hear this, is the community concept. If they can develop that once the hurdles of the initial software development are out of the way, then I think they may well be onto a winner that's going to surprise people. So we have the Freedom Box CD, and I don't have a screen reader running, and we're going to load the CD and see exactly what happens.
Welcome to the Freedom Box setup. This program will install all the necessary software for you to access the Freedom Box network.
And now it's starting the install.
You must accept the license agreement to install the Freedom Box software. To accept it, press Enter. To cancel the installation, press Escape. Freedom Box End User License Agreement and Privacy Policy. License Agreement. Please read the Master End User License Agreement below.
Well, this is a pretty impressive talking install, because it is going to read the entire license agreement. That is human speech, by the way.
Or delete your trial package. Ceratec Corporation End User License Agreement. This End User License Agreement here.
So I don't think we'll go with that now, but you will need to listen to that license agreement if you want to know what your rights and responsibilities are. I haven't found any hooks in the license agreement, though. It seems like a pretty standard fare to me. And at the end of the license agreement, you get the privacy policy. I think that what's indicative of the degree to which the Freedom Box people, the Ceratec people, have been responsive is that the first version of Freedom Box I got, the PC version, there was no self-voicing install. And they said, well, we figured that people are going to have a screen reader anyway. And I said to them, well, how about people with, say, Kurzweil 1000 or Kinect Out Loud or Homepage Reader, who I would have thought would have been a significant target market? And what was impressive to me was that they listened, they heard that argument, and they came out with a talking install. If that's an example of the degree to which they're going to be responsive, then that's very encouraging. I'm going to press enter to accept this license agreement.
Software product. Now you may change the directory where the FreedomBox software is installed, but you usually don't need to change it. To accept the default, press enter. To cancel the installation, press escape.
Right, well, I'm going to press enter.
Please wait while I install the software. This may take a while.
I think that it would have been good if the talking install actually told me what directory the program was being installed to, which it doesn't. Of course, I can run a screen reader. It's a standard install, and it will work fine with a screen reader. But that's just a slight little glitch, I think, that they could look at in the talking install. It's going ahead and installing now, and this will take some time because we are using the version with the AT&T Natural Voices. I know there's a lot of interest in this speech, and while it's installing, I should say that I think that the system that we're testing on, that we do all the main menu testing on, yes, I'm going to replace it this year, but it's probably just a little bit towards the low end of the specs. However, I have seen it run on a much faster machine, so any sluggishness you get will perhaps just give you an example of what happens if you run this on a slightly slowish machine by today's standards, like a 450, I think this machine is. So just bear that in mind. It's now going to continue completing the install, and so we will pause the recording and come back when the install process is completed.
Do you want the FreedomBox software to run when your computer starts? Press Enter if you do, or press Tab and then press Enter if you don't.
Well, I don't, and most people, I think, listening to this program will not, but if you're setting this up on a computer that's really just going to be a FreedomBox, if you purchase a desktop cheaply from somewhere, you'll want to answer yes to this, but I'll press Tab and then Enter.
Do you want your computer to automatically shut down when the FreedomBox software exits? Press Enter if you do, or press Tab and then press Enter if you don't.
So I will press Tab and then Enter.
FreedomBox setup is complete. It is strongly recommended that you restart your computer before running the FreedomBox software for the first time. Do you want to restart your computer now? Press Enter if you do, or press Tab and then press Enter if you don't.
Yes, I do. I'll reboot.
Okay, now restarting your computer.
And it's in the process of rebooting. That's good, that. It always reminds me of the CNN jingle. Anyway, it is rebooting, and we'll take a pause here. We'll log back on to Windows, and then we'll start the FreedomBox for the first time. We've rebooted, and I now have a screen reader running because I need to get to the FreedomBox group in the Start menu.
Start menu. Windows.
So we'll go to Programs.
Accessible. Get FreedomBox.
And then FreedomBox, and there are just two items.
FreedomBox.
FreedomBox and
uninstall FreedomBox.
Uninstall FreedomBox. So we'll press enter on FreedomBox.
Leaving menus.
And the system is now in the process of starting.
JAWS.
You will get this music every time you log in as the system starts. Good in stereo, too. How much of this music you get will depend on how fast your computer is.
Please enter your FreedomBox account number using the keypad.
Right, so I'm going to do that now, and you'll be assigned an account number when you log in, when you sign up.
Please enter your PIN using the keypad.
And I'll type that in as well.
Will more than one person be using this Freedom Box?
Right, now this is where we start talking to it, and on a full desktop keyboard, you can use the upper right-hand key on the number pad, the minus key, or you can also hold down the control key if you wish, if you have a laptop keyboard or you just prefer to do that. So let's answer her.
Jaws. PC.
Well, of course, you have to turn Jaws off. So let me just do that now that we're in.
Unloading Jaws.
We'll just do that, now I can answer.
Sorry.
No.
Should I log you in automatically whenever Freedom Box is started?
So I'm holding down the number pad minus key as I talk, and you hear a little click, which tells me I can talk. Yes.
Please wait a few seconds for authorization to complete.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
Hello there. An update for the Freedom Box is available. Please wait while the download is completed. This may take several minutes.
Well, that's what happens quite often. They're working on the software actively, and they have a kind of a dynamic update process, so that when they do update components of the Freedom Box, you get notified when you log in that you have updates there, and it goes ahead and downloads them. This is going to take a while. I know this because I've recently installed this on another PC, and I know that there's quite a big update that's going through the pipe at the moment. So I will just pause things here, and we will come back when the download of the update is complete.
I am now installing the new components. I will try to keep it short and sweet, but it may take a while.
So it's now installing the components, having downloaded them.
Okay, I'm finished downloading and installing the update now.
Good.
I must restart the system to check the installation.
And we're rebooting again. So again, we'll take a pause. And this is kind of what would happen in many products when you get a CD and there are updates available. And because they're aiming at a market that is not necessarily terribly computer savvy, although obviously computer savvy people are welcome to use it too, they want to make the update process as straightforward and automatic as possible, and I think they've succeeded in doing that. So it's rebooting, we'll take a break and come back when we're ready to continue. So we now have an up-to-date, up-to-the-minute Freedom Box installed on our computer, and I'm in the process of starting it again, having rebooted. And there's that lovely music again. It's going to sign me in this time because you recall that it asked me that before. So we are just waiting for the logon process to complete, and then we'll take you around the system. And they are introducing a system of numbered menus, so you can navigate with the keypad as well as with the speech. So it will remind some of the old timers of CompuServe. We should just about be there. And it will lock us in.
Please wait a few seconds for authorization to complete.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Network.
You're logged on.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
If we pause a second, it will give us our choices.
Please choose one of the following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. 4. Weather Information Service. 5. Favorites. 6. Audio Library. 7. Employment Center. 8. TV Listings. 9. Browser. 10. Chat. 11. Travel Agency. 12. Shopping Mall. 13. Bill Payment Services. 14. Online Banking. Exit Freedom Box. For help anytime, say help, or press the long plus key on the keypad, which is just below the talk button.
It actually does pay to use that help key, because you learn some very interesting things. So let's press the help key now.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Assistant. The assistant was designed to help you navigate and manage all the applications in your Freedom Box. At any time, you may make the assistant active by just saying assistant. From the assistant, you can start, stop, and get back to any application. To start an application, say its name. To stop it, say stop, followed by its name. For example, to stop the email application, say stop email. To stop all running applications, say stop everything. When you're done using your Freedom Box for now, say exit. We hope you will enjoy your Freedom Box.
That's great, isn't it? I like to be able to say stop everything sometimes. Let's press 1 and get into the email application.
Starting mail. Please wait. Welcome to the email. Your mailbox is empty. What would you like to do now?
Now, there appears to be no keypad interface at this stage. Send a message.
Okay, please wait. Do you want to choose a recipient from your address book or enter the email address directly?
Well, let's enter address directly.
Okay.
Because this is the first time we're going to get AT&T speech, I think it takes a while for
it to... Please say the recipient's email address character by character or type it.
That's the speech.
When you're finished, say done.
Nice speech, isn't it?
Or press enter on the keyboard.
Let's type support at acbradio.org and press enter.
Do you want to send your message to...
support at synacbradio.org?
Yes.
Okay. This address is already in your address book.
It is too.
You should choose it from there next time, so you can just say the name.
I forgot about that. Thanks.
Do you want this to be a voice message or a text message? Please note that text message entry is still in the beta testing stage and may be unusually slow.
Voice.
Okay. Please record your message after the tone. When you are finished, turn off your microphone and press any key on the keypad.
Hi, this is Jonathan, just sending a brief message to the ACB Radio support address so that I can demonstrate the Freedom Box for main menu.
You said...
Hi, this is Jonathan, just sending a brief message to the ACB Radio support address so that I can demonstrate the Freedom Box for main menu.
Do you want to keep this message?
Yes.
What would you like to do now?
Add subject.
Please say the subject character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Now we can type it, but I'm going to try adding a subject for people who maybe don't have keyboard access for whatever reason, due to disability or perhaps just unfamiliarity with the keyboard. Let's try this. Hotel, Echo, Lima, Lima, Oscar.
Sorry, error occurred. Must exit due to processing error.
Oh dear. What's happening here?
Please say the subject character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Now we'll try it again. Hotel.
I at sign L.
That's not doing well here. Clear.
Sorry, error occurred. Must exit due to processing error.
I should actually explain at this point that they have...
Please say the subject character...
...recently introduced a second voice recognition system, a different one from the one they started with. There were some errors that used to cause the first one to throw a wobbly, but I think it was actually slightly more accurate, certainly in this area. We'll try it again. Hotel.
I at sign L.
It's not going to like it. It's just not going to like it, you know. Clear.
Itten.
No, look. Clear.
I at sign.
All right, we'll try cancel. Cancel.
What would you like to do now?
All right, let's try adding a subject again, and we'll type it this time. I'll give up.
To find out what you can do here.
Oops, that's not going to like that.
Done.
Oh.
Welcome to the email.
I think it just sent the message.
Your mailbox is empty.
Okay, well, that was a bit weird. But anyway, it's sent the message, and as you can hear, the feature, at least for me, is not working well, where you can type in a subject, or rather enter a subject, by using voice commands. You do need to use the phonetic alphabet for best results, and that can take some practice. I don't know why, really, because I've never been a ham or anything, but I seem to have absorbed the phonetic alphabet pretty well, and I can do it quickly, but it's not going to be easy for everybody. Still, if you've got basic typing skills, even sort of hunting and pecking, you should be okay to enter the subject via the keypad. Let's just wind the Freedom Box up again here. And we'll send another message. Send message.
Okay, please wait. Do you want to choose a recipient from your address book or enter the email address directly?
Address book.
Okay. What is the recipient's name?
Dave Williams.
Do you want to send your message to...
Dave Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want this to be a voice message or a text message?
Text.
Please say the subject character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done or press enter on the keyboard.
Right, so you get the subject prompt when you enter a text message. So I'm going to type it this time and type cricket and press enter.
You entered
cricket.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Please type the message.
There is apparently no keyboard echo when you type a message in here on Freedom Box, which may
Please
be confusing.
Please type each letter, number, or punctuation mark in the message. When you're finished, press enter. If you need more instructions, say help.
Okay, well, let's just say help just and see what else we can do. Help.
Please type each letter, number, or punctuation mark in the message. If you make a mistake, you can delete the last character you typed by pressing the backspace key. If you want to retype the whole message, say clear. To hear what you've entered so far, say read message. When you're finished, press enter. To throw away this message, say cancel.
Yeah, that is really cool speech. Right, I'm going to start typing the message, and as you can hear, there's no echo. And now we'll press enter. And maybe I need to press enter again, actually, I think.
You entered. Hello. I am typing this message.
Could you repeat that?
Okay, I didn't need to press enter a second time. It's just taking a wee while. Read.
You entered. Hello. I am typing this message to test the Freedom Box. I hope that by the time this main menu show airs, New Zealand will have thrashed England in the final cricket match of the series. Do you want to add to this message?
No.
Do you want to keep this message?
Yes.
What would you like to do now?
Send.
Done.
Right.
Welcome to the email. Your mailbox is empty. What would you like to do now?
Let's try sending another message and seeing if I can get one back.
To find out...
Send message.
Okay, please wait. Do you want to choose a recipient from your address book or enter the email address directly?
Enter address.
Okay.
Please please say the recipient's email address character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done, or press enter on the keyboard.
If you're sending it to someone else in the Freedom Box community, and you know their address, you can just type it. So in this case, I'm going to type J. Mosen, because I am J. Mosen at myfreedombox.com.
Mosen.
Oh, and it did echo back. I'll just press enter.
Do you want to send your message to
Jmosen?
Yes.
Okay. This address is already in your address book.
Oh, I know.
You should choose it from there next time, so you can just say the name.
Yes.
Do you want this to be a voice message or a text message? Please note that text.
Voice.
Okay. Please record your message after the tone. When you are finished, turn off your microphone and press any key on the keypad.
This is Jonathan Mosen doing a 2002 rendition of that famous classic, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Send Myself Some Email. Actually, while I'm doing this, I should say that I think one of the issues here sometimes is that because the Freedom Box is also going through the mixer, it's picking itself up a little bit sometimes when I tap the talk key, so that may explain some of the issues.
You said...
This is Jonathan Mosen doing a 2002 rendition of that famous classic, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Send Myself Some Email. Actually, while I'm doing this, I should say that I think one of the issues here sometimes is that because the Freedom Box is also going through the mixer, it's picking itself up a little bit sometimes when I tap the talk key, so that may explain some of the issues.
Do you want to keep this message?
Yes.
What would you like to do now?
Add subject.
Please say the subject character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done, or press enter on the keyboard.
I'm just going to type testing Freedom Box.
You entered.
Testing Freedom Box.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to do now?
Add carbon copy.
Do you want to choose a recipient from your address book or enter the email address directly?
Enter address.
Okay.
Please say the recipient's email address character by character or type it. When you are
and
finished,
I'm going to
say done
type
or press enter on the
my
keyboard.
My regular address in here.
Do you want to send your message to
Jonathan@signmosen.org?
Yes.
Okay. This address is already in your address book. You should choose it from there next time, so you can just say the name. What would you like to do now?
Send the message.
Okay, please wait. Done.
Right.
Welcome to the email.
Now, one thing I've just wound it down. One thing I haven't found yet is a way to manipulate addresses in your address book. I presume that might be coming. I hope so, because you don't seem to be able to review your addresses, delete them, change them, that sort of thing. And I think that would be very useful. But that's the email application. And don't forget that it may be that this particular speech recognition engine is designed very much for American English. So you may have more luck with the phonetic thing than I'm having. Because they say I've got an accent. Isn't that amazing? I don't think I have. I think Americans have got the accent. Now, I'm going to exit here. Exit.
Are you sure you want to exit the mail system?
Yes.
Mail exited.
Let's see what else we can do here.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
And we'll choose option 2, which was the news center,
please,
as I recall.
Opening the news center.
Here we are.
Please wait. Welcome to the news center. What type of news would you like to hear, text or audio?
Text.
Going to the text section. Please wait.
Welcome to the text section of the news center. Please choose 1, CNN. Go back. Exit the news center.
So we have a menu here, so I'm going to press 1.
Going to CNN. Please wait.
And it's going to
Welcome
CNN.
To CNN. This provider contains 10 categories. Please choose 1, Education. 2, Entertainment. 3. Health. 4. Law Center. 5. Politics. 6. Science and Technology. 7. Space. 8. Travel. 9. U.S. News. 10. World News. Go back. Exit the News Center.
And just to be clear that we know all the things that we can do, let's press the Help key.
Here you can choose one of the categories in CNN. To choose a category, say its name or number, or enter its number on the keypad. You can also say go back to or return to the provider menu, or say exit to leave the news center and return to the application menu. Please choose 1, education.
And I'm going to press 10.
3, health. Going to the world news category, please wait. Welcome to the world news category. This category contains 20 articles. Please choose 1. Arafat travel restrictions ease somewhat. 2. Colombian president pledges to keep former rebel zone safe. 3. Cursory in Iran to meet Khatami. 4. Report, suspect says pearl killing part of larger plot. 5. Leaders gather for Congo talks. 6. Struggle goes on, says UNITA.
All right, I might just take a look at item 4, which was a dreadfully tragic business. I'd like to hear the update on that. So we'll press 4.
Angola rebels are downloading article, report, suspect says pearl killing part of larger plot. Please wait. Posted today at 09:47 a.m. EST KARACHI, Pakistan, CNN. The suspected ringleader in the kidnapping of slain U.S. reporter Daniel Pearl also intended to harm American interests as part of the abduction plan, the New York Times reported Saturday. Citing U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials, the newspaper reported that Ahmed Omar Sheikh told investigators that Pearl was killed as part of a plot.
Now, you know, for people who have all sorts of problems with big news sites and the huge number of links that many of them have at the top and all this sort of thing, it is nice, even for people who currently do have screen readers.
And 3 accomplices in custody. Sheikh, who allegedly admitted he arranged the...
Now, I presume I can press the help key here and get some help.
...in a Pakistani court. Sorry, but no help is available here.
Oh, I'm
what
very sorry.
What would you like to do now?
Well, we'll just say...
Read the next article. Read the previous article. Choose another article. Choose another category. Choose another provider. Reread this article. Exit the news center.
Choose another category.
Welcome to CNN. This provider contains 10 categories. Please choose 1, education. 2,
right, so we're back in the category menu.
3,
and let's go back.
4.
Go 4. Back.
Welcome to the text section of the news center. Please choose 1, CNN. Go back. Exit the news center.
We can also, you know, close the news center and go back in that way, which may have been quicker, but you get to know those things. Go back.
Welcome to the news center. What type of news would you like to hear, text or audio?
Let's have a look at what is in audio.
Going to the audio section. Please wait.
Welcome to the audio section of the news center. This section contains 3 categories. Please choose 1. News and talk radio stations. 2. News headlines. 3. Periodicals. Go back.
So we'll
exit
press
the
1.
News center. Go into the news and talk radio stations category. Please wait.
And this is quite impressive, actually. Although it may be good if they can sort the list somehow, because this is a huge list of news and talk radio stations.
Welcome to the news and talk radio stations category. There are 81 links in this category. Please choose 1. To GB Sydney, Australia. 2. To UE Sydney, Australia. 3. 6PR Perth, Australia. 4, 700.
So they're in alphabetical order. One of the things I would like to see is a way of perhaps saying that one, which I think they do have in some, in the browser part of it, in fact, they do. But I don't think in this list. The other thing is that at present, anyway, you can't add this one of these items to a set of favorites, but I understand favorites are coming.
10. BBC News Summary London. 11. BBC Radio 5 Live. 12.
So
BBC World Service London.
Let's
United
get the news
Kingdom.
Summary from the BBC.
Okay, playing.
BBC News Summary London.
Please wait while I download the audio.
And so we have asked for option 10, the BBC News Summary from London. And we're just going to
email.
Oh, I've got some mail. Look at that. So it told me that some emails come in. Wow. And there's the BBC.
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 21 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
The Palestinians have angrily cancelled all security and political meetings with Israel because of what they regard as a demeaning gesture towards their leader, Yasser Arafat.
Stop audio.
Okay. Please choose 1.
And we're
2
back.
GB Sydney, Australia.
So it's all very integrated.
GB Sydney, Australia. 3.
I can just push, for example, 11,
Australia.
And it will go to BBC Radio 4. 5.
Okay, playing.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
Please wait while I download the audio.
So, again, it's quite a nice portal, if you like, even for those of us who use computers regularly and have screen readers. It's a good collection in one place of different sources of news, choosable by number.
Mr. Byers has insisted.
And there we go, there's BBC Radio 5.
Formerly of the BBC, did offer his resignation. But Mr. Sixsmith says he didn't.
Oh, man, that controversy is still going on.
Work in the morning.
Well, as long as they keep this list current and we don't get broken links and things, it's going to be very good.
Byers alone. Trevor Kavanagh is political editor.
Can
the
I
Sun.
Press the help key here?
Say wake up or go back to return to the news and talk radio stations category.
Please wait while I download
okay, no,
the audio.
Okay, no, I don't
want to
wait. Go back.
Okay. Please.
So that's the list of news radio stations. Let's see if we can go back to the previous menu. Go back.
News Center exited.
All right, well, we can go back in there.
You are located in the assistant.
In the meantime, let's go and check our mail, because we've got some.
Starting mail. Please wait. Welcome to the email. You have one new message. What would you like to do now?
Read mail.
What did you say?
Read mail.
Could you repeat that?
Oh, have I got the command wrong? Read new mail.
Okay, wait.
See?
Message one is from
Jonathan Wilson.
And has subject
Testing Freedom Box.
What would you like to do now?
Read.
Okay.
Received today at 04:58 p.m. EST.
Is Jonathan Mosen doing a 2002 rendition of that famous classic?
Oh,
I'm going to sit right down and send myself some email. Actually, while I'm doing this, I should say that I think one of the issues here sometimes is that because the Freedom Box is also going through the mixer, it's picking itself up a little bit sometimes when I tap the talk key. So that may explain some of the issues.
What would you like to do now?
Let's find out what my choices are here.
To read this message again, say reread message. To reply to this message, say reply to message. To move this message to the trash where it will be deleted in a week, say delete message. To move on to the next message but keep this one in your mailbox, say keep message. To return to the main mail menu, say go back. To leave the mail system and return to the application menu, say exit.
Delete.
Okay. The message is now in the trash and will permanently be deleted in a week.
Well, there you go.
You have no more new messages.
Exit.
Are you sure you want to exit the mail system?
Yep. I like testing its tolerance. Obviously, that was a little bit too casual. Yes.
Mail exited. You are located in the assistant.
And we'll go back in to have a look at the news center, being a news junkie and everything that I am.
Opening the news center. Please wait. Welcome to the news center. What type of news would you like to hear, text or audio?
Audio.
Going to the audio section. Please wait.
Welcome to the audio section of the news center. This section contains three categories. Please choose 1. News and talk radio stations.
We've been there.
2. News headlines.
Let's go there.
3. Going to the news headlines category. Please wait.
I just pressed the
Welcome
number on the
Welcome to the news
keypad.
Headlines category. There are 13 links in this category. Please choose 1. Commentary. 2. Digital pipeline. 3. Headline news story. 4. Health Watch. 5. High-tech buzz. 6. National news update. 7. National weather. 8. Person of the week. 9. Science update. 10. The lighter side. 11. Today in history. 12. Traveler's forecast. 13. World news update. Go back.
I don't quite understand why the BBC news summary isn't in here. But I like the idea of the old high-tech buzz, so let's push number 5. Or let's say high-tech buzz.
What did you say?
I didn't like that. High-tech buzz.
Okay, playing.
High-tech buzz.
There we go.
Please wait while I download the audio.
So you don't have to remember the number. And it takes a wee while, which is natural because any application takes a wee while to get streaming audio started.
Here's your high-tech report through Monday, February 25th. Microsoft officials say it will release its Windows operating system source code to select systems integrators.
That'd
Thus
be
far,
fun.
The code has been kept secret. It will be made available to some technical experts who are already considered high-level Microsoft affiliates. The company took the decision.
Okay. Please choose.
So that's the news headlines category.
2. Digital pipeline.
Go back.
Welcome to the audio section of the news center.
And we've got one more category to check. This is really fun.
Please choose 1. News and talk radio stations. 2. News headlines. 3. Periodicals.
And that's what
we
want.
Going to the periodicals category, please wait.
This is very impressive. So impressive that it's keeping us in suspense as it contemplates.
Welcome
there
to the periodicals. There are 11 periodicals available. Please choose 1. Pupnook. 2. The New York Times. 3. The Wall Street Journal. 4. USA Today. 5. Cambridge Forum. 6. Chips and Bites. 7. Hands-on Cooking. 8. Our World. 9. Parade Magazine. 10. Time Magazine. 11. U.S. News and World Report. Go back. Exit the news center.
I think we'll take a look at the Wall
Going
Street
to
Journal.
The Wall Street
I
Journal.
Presume
Please
there's only
wait.
One story on
Welcome
their front page.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal. For which day would you like to hear the Wall Street Journal?
Monday.
Monday. Okay. Playing the Wall Street Journal for Monday.
Please wait while I download the audio.
Actually, it's possible that Monday's journal hasn't arrived yet, because it's Monday where I am, still Sunday in America. I forgot about that, as we record this, of course. But anyway, let's take a quick sample of the Wall Street Journal for last Monday.
Welcome to the best of our knowledge. Your hosts are Dr. Karen Hitchcock and Glenn Busby.
Hello, I'm Karen Hitchcock.
And I'm Glenn Busby. Thanks for joining us on the best of our knowledge.
The new education bill just signed into law is putting much more emphasis on learning to read.
I'm doing really much better. I was really struggling before I went to kindergarten. And then...
Well, I don't know whether that's the Wall Street Journal, but that's where it's supposed to be. So go figure, as the Americans so much love to say. Let's just say, go back.
Teenage authors...
Okay. For which day would you like to hear the Wall Street Journal? 1. Monday.
Go back.
Welcome to the periodicals. There are 11 periodicals
available. Well, let's try
available.
Another one, because I've never let's experienced a problem
one,
like that before.
Book Nook. 2. The New York Times. 3. The Wall Street Journal. 4. USA Today.
We'll try that one.
5. Going to USA Today. Please wait. Welcome to USA Today. For which day would you like to hear USA Today?
Friday.
Monday. Okay, playing USA Today for Friday.
Please wait while I download the audio.
Now, I presume that these are coming from radio information services and that, in fact, you know, the content here is abridged selections from the papers.
Hello, I'm Carrie King, reading with Joyce Boyette. In this half hour, we'll be reading from the cover stories in today's edition of USA Today.
Right.
Including accounting's role in Enron crash erases years of trust. Airlines told to change special security lines for
and off it goes,
flyers.
Reading from USA Today, excerpts thereof. Go back.
Okay. For which day would you like to hear USA Today?
And that is a brief overview of the news center.
2. Tuesday.
Go back.
3.
I could have
welcome
exited,
to the
I?
Periodicals.
Exit there the news center.
Are you sure you want to exit the news center?
Yes.
News center exited. You are located...
You don't actually have to do that, by the way, and we'll try and demonstrate that. Let's go to item 3 on the menu. Following.
Opening the entertainment guide.
Here we
please
are,
wait.
At the entertainment guide.
Welcome to the entertainment guide. There are 4 channels. Please choose 1. Entertainment updates. 2. Radio. 3. Presets. 4. Sports. Exit the entertainment guide.
So we'll have a look in here. We'll go into option 1.
Going to the entertainment updates channel. Please wait.
Find out what the goss
welcome
is.
Welcome to the entertainment updates channel. There are 12 categories in this channel. Please choose 1. Books. 2. Fun and games. 3. Inspirational. 4. Kids. 5. Movies. 6. Music. 7. News. 8. Recipe. 9. Soap operas, day. 10. Soap operas, evening. 11. Soaps. 12. Teens. Go back.
Let's take a look
exit
at
the entertainment guide.
Recipes.
Go into the recipe category. Please
I'll just
wait.
Type the number on the
welcome
keypad.
To the recipe category. There are 3 links in this category. Please choose 1. Appetizer recipe. 2. Dessert recipe. 3. Main course recipe. Go back.
Let's
exit
go to number 3.
Guide.
Okay, playing.
Main course recipe.
It's about time I started
please
thinking
wait
about
while
dinner.
I download the audio.
It's downloading audio from somewhere for the main course recipe.
Here's your entree recipe through March 1st. This week's recipe is for feta cheese chicken. Here's what you'll need. 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, grilled. 2 cups of cooked penne pasta. 1 cup of quartered cherry tomatoes. 1 4-ounce package of crumbled feta cheese. 1/2 cup of Caesar salad dressing. 1/3 cup of basil leaves chopped. 1/4 cup red onion diced.
Go back.
Okay. Please
so that's the entertainment. I mean, there's heaps of stuff in there, and obviously we can't show you everything, but that's what's in here. We'll just go back one more level.
Welcome to the entertainment updates channel. There are 12 categories in this channel.
Go back.
Welcome to the entertainment guide. There are 4 channels. Please choose 1. Entertainment updates. 2. Radio.
Oh, yes.
3. Presets. 4. Sports.
Let's take a look
at the entertainment guide.
The radio.
Going to the radio channel. Please wait. Welcome to the radio channel. There are 17 categories in this channel. Please choose 1. ACB radio. 2. Adult contemporary. 3. Adult standards. 4. Alternative rock. 5. Christian. 6. Classic country and bluegrass. 7. Classic rock. 8. Classic soul and R&B. 9. Classical. 10. College stations. 11. Country. 12. Easy listening. 13. 80s. 14. Jazz. 15. Oldies. 16. Rock Top 40. 17. Urban dance. Go back. Exit the entertainment guide.
Now, let's go to ACB Radio's category, which is number 1. Quite right, too.
Going to the ACB Radio category, please wait. Welcome to the ACB Radio category. There are 6 links in this category. Please choose 1. ACB Radio Cafe for broadband users. 2. ACB Radio Cafe for modem users. 3. ACB Radio Interactive for broadband users. 4. ACB Radio Interactive for modem users. 5. ACB Radio Mainstream. 6. ACB Radio Treasure Trove. Go back. Exit the entertainment guide.
Now, very soon also, they'll be adding some more features, such as being able to hear the latest Blind Line and the latest Main Menu and the latest UK Connection.
Please choose
and
one.
A few other things ACB on demand Radio just Cafe. From the touch of a keystroke. Let's press 4 as an example.
ACB Radio Cafe.
Okay, playing.
ACB Radio Interactive for modem users.
Please wait while I download
the audio.
I
think I must have pressed 5 by accident there, but it's now downloading the modem stream of ACB Radio Interactive, and also we hope to be adding a feature that will allow you to request easily a song.
Time getting to know each other and working on the film. Paul McCartney's manuscript of the Beatles' hit song Hey Jude goes up for...
And there we go, that's ACB Radio Interactive.
Expected to fetch up to $114,000.
We'll say, go back...
Okay. Please choose 1. ACB Radio Cafe.
And we're back in that menu. So that's how it works. We'll just try another category. Oh, I'll tell you what's also significant about this.
ACB Radio Interactive.
Go back.
Broadband. Welcome to the radio channel. There are 17 categories in this channel. Please choose 1. ACB Radio. 2. Adult Contemporary. 3. Adult Standards.
All right, we'll go in there just as an example.
Rock. 5. Going to the Adult Standards category, please wait. Welcome to the Adult Standards category. There are 15 links in this category. Please choose 1. Broadway Gold. 2. CFPS Sport Elgin Canada M1490. 3. KAZZ 107.1 Deer Park, Washington. 4. KOZI Lake Chelan, Washington. 5. KSHO Albany, Oregon. 6. KTOZ in 1060 Springfield, Missouri. 7. KWJL 1300 ATM Lancaster, California. 8. KWXYFN
Palm Springs. And so the list goes on. I'm just going to press 1 for Broadway Gold.
9. Swing / Big Band 16 point.
Okay, playing.
Broadway Gold.
Please wait while I download the audio.
So it does appear to have the Windows Media and Real Media codecs, and of course it can play MP3 streams because it's playing the ACB radio streams, no problem. So
these kittens, they do not get trained. Sweeted.
And there's Broadway Gold. So now I can say, add to presets.
What did you say?
Add to presets.
Could you repeat that?
All right, let me just see what I am doing wrong here. We'll hit the help
say key. Wake up or go back to return to the adult standards category.
Please wait while I download the audio.
Add to presets.
Okay. done.
There
Please
we go.
Please wait while I download the audio.
Now we can
audio.
Say, go back.
Okay. Please choose 1, Broadway Gold.
Go back.
Welcome to the radio channel. There are 17 categories in this channel.
Go back.
Welcome to the entertainment guide. There are 4 channels. Please choose 1, entertainment updates. 2, radio. 3, presets.
Now let's go in there.
4, going to your presets. Please wait. Welcome to your presets. Please choose 1, ACB Radio Interactive.
I've added that
broadband users.
In a previous session.
2, ACB Radio Mainstream. 3, ACB Radio Treasure Trove. 4, Broadway Gold. Go back. Exit
and
the entertainment
there we go.
Guide.
You see, Broadway Gold was added in that session, and it's number 4. So the presets are quite nice, and one of the sad things is that there's no real equivalent at this stage, although I think it may be coming, to add some of those huge numbers of news channels to presets. I'm not sure whether, you know, news might be better in here, but anyway, it's a judgment call, and hopefully when the favourites are up and running, you'll be able to add it to that. So the presets are good because you've got hundreds of radio stations in here, and it's an easy way to add items that you're going to come back to regularly. Now I'm going to just say assistant.
You are located in the assistant.
Now see what's happened
what
here.
What would you like to do now?
I'll just let it give you the options. It's a bit
Please
like bringing up the task manager
the
in Windows, what we've done here.
1, mail. 2, news center. 3, entertainment guide. Close entertainment guide.
There you go, you see. So
4,
the
weather information
entertainment
service.
Guide is still open.
5,
and let's keep it open for the time being. We might come back to it, you never know. And we'll push 4 to go into the weather information service. You've got your news and your entertainment, so now it's time for your weather.
Opening the weather information service. Please wait. Welcome to the weather information service. For what zip code do you want the weather?
What about 90210? Everyone knows that, don't they?
Would you like to hear the weather for zip code?
90210?
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
The temperature in Santa Monica, California is 64 degrees Fahrenheit, and current conditions are fair. The wind is coming from the southwest at 8 miles per hour.
Would you like another weather report?
That is really cool, isn't it? Yes.
Okay. For what zip code do you want the weather?
I think there's 90028 also in California, I believe.
Would you like to hear the weather for zip code?
90028.
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
The temperature in Burbank, California is 67 degrees Fahrenheit, and current conditions are fair.
Would you like another weather report?
Yes.
Okay. For what zip code do you want the weather?
Let's go further. In what direction? I think it's east, isn't it? If we go to somewhere, what's another one? I think 2. So if I type 21230, I think that is somewhere like Washington, D.C.
Would you like to hear the weather for zip code?
Ooh.
What did you say?
Oh, I repeat. I don't know where we are. I don't know why it did that. Yes.
Okay, please wait.
Well, let's get it going.
Sorry, but I couldn't find a weather report for that zip code.
Okay, I'll try again.
For what zip code do you want the weather?
21230, I think it's 0 for, is it somewhere around there?
Would you like to hear the weather for zip code?
To 1230?
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
The temperature in Baltimore, MD, is 48 degrees Fahrenheit, and current conditions are dash.
Would you like to hear the forecast for
Baltimore, MD?
Now, that's interesting. There's a forecast for this one. Yes.
Okay, please wait.
So now we've got an additional option here. And we're waiting for this forecast with Bacon.
Baltimore, Maryland. The forecast for Sunday is calling for sunny skies. Winds from the northeast at 9 miles per hour. The temperature will reach a high of 53 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 degrees Celsius. Sunday night, we expect clear skies, winds light. The low temperature will be 30 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 1 degrees Celsius. For Monday, expect partly cloudy skies and warmer winds from the southeast at 9 miles per hour. A high temperature of 63 degrees Fahrenheit, 17 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so that's the weather center. Let's now say exit weather center.
You are located in the assistant.
Okay.
What would you like to do now?
And we will just see what else we have. I think we're up to option 5 on this menu now, so we'll hit that.
Opening your favorites. Please wait.
And see what happens here.
This service isn't available yet, but it will be soon.
All right, so the favorites.
Favorites exited.
I'm not going
you
yet.
You are located in the assistant.
We'll go through the menu.
What would you like to do now?
So as you can see,
please,
it's pretty easy to drive.
The following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. Close Entertainment Guide.
It's still open.
4. Weather Information Service. Close Weather Information
Service.
Okay,
well, it's still open too.
5. Favorites.
I think it's because I gave the wrong command
6.
There.
Audio Library.
Now let's go into the Audio Library, which is an interesting little mix of all kinds of articles on all kinds of things. You could spend quite a long time just cruising around in this Audio Library. Let's show you some of it.
Opening the Audio Library. Please wait.
Welcome to the Audio Library. There are 10 channels. Please choose 1. Automotive. 2. Financial. 3. Health. 4. Home. 5. Legal. 6. Lifestyle. 7. Outdoor recreation. 8. Personal finance. 9. Technology. 10. Women's. Exit the audio library.
And since this is a technology program, we'll go to the technology channel of the audio library.
Going to the personal finance channel.
Oh, well, I hit
Please
the wrong
wait.
Button, didn't I?
Welcome to the personal finance channel.
Go back.
Welcome to the audio library.
And
there
we'll hit the right
channels.
One this time.
Going to the technology channel.
There we go.
Please wait.
I could say technology,
Welcome to
of
the
course.
Technology channel. There are 3 categories in this channel. Please choose 1. Computer. 2. Internet. 3. Wireless phone. Go back.
Wireless phones, eh? That's fine.
Exit
anyway,
the audio library.
Let's go to Internet.
Going to the Internet category. Please wait.
So it's interchangeable.
Welcome to the Internet
Press
category.
The number or say the
there
word.
There are 13 subcategories in this category. Please choose 1. Browsers. 2. Email. 3. File transfer utilities and Internet protocols. 4. Getting connected with a service provider. 5. Hardware. 6. Internet tools. 7. Netiquette. 8. Networks. 9. Online commerce. 10. Search engines. 11. The Internet. 12. Traffic and addressing. 13. Web pages. Go back. Exit the audio
and I think
library.
We'll go to, and I don't recall its number, networks.
Going to the networks subcategory, please wait. Welcome to the networks subcategory. There are 6 links in this subcategory. Please choose 1. Network gateways. 2. What are hosts, clients, and servers? 3. What is a network? 4. What is bandwidth? 5. What kinds of lines connect networks and other computers? 6. What kinds of networks are connected to the Internet? Go back. Exit the audio library.
Let's take a look at option 2.
Okay, playing.
What are hosts, clients, and servers?
Please wait while I download the audio.
I've actually, you know, in preparation for this, literally spent hours in this audio library reading about different things, and it's generally very well done. We're about to hear an article now.
A host is a computer that offers information and services to another computer. Internet information is available from about 4 million host systems around the world. If your PC and modem use TCP/IP software, your system has direct access to the Internet router system, and it becomes an Internet host. This allows you to send messages and computer files directly to other computers throughout the Internet system. The term client is used for software or hardware that receives and processes information from the server.
So, that's all very factually correct. Go back.
Okay. Please choose 1, network gateways.
So that's the audio library, and you can go into these major categories, and then there are lots of subcategories under generally most of them, I think, and you can just browse and explore the audio articles that are in here. So that's how it works. I think the best way when you're deep down in the system like this is to actually say, assistant.
You are located in the assistant.
And then stop audio library.
Audio isn't running.
But I didn't stop audio library.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
I wonder if I need to say close audio library.
The audio library is closed.
But it did say to say stop in here, so I'm not sure if stop works or not. Anyway, we're back at the assistant now. And I think shortly, if I hit this, no, maybe I just need to say, assistant.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now? Please choose one of the following. 1, mail. 2, news center. 3, entertainment guide. Close entertainment guide. 4, weather information service. Close weather information service. 5, favorites. 6, audio library. 7, employment center.
All right, the employment center is next on our tour. But before that, let's try the command they said we could try. Stop everything.
Starting online banking.
No, see, it doesn't seem to...
Welcome to the online banking application.
Well, have a look now.
Here, you can manage your bank accounts quickly and easily, maintain your balances, transfer funds, even link to your Freedom Box bill payment service for added convenience. Best of all, no long bank lines to wait in. Your bank is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The latest in digital encryption protects all of your online banking information. None of your bank information is stored on your local Freedom Box, so your records are secure and safe even if your Freedom Box breaks. Check back often to see when this service will be available. Returning to the application menu.
So that's one of the of a number of services that are not operational yet. I don't think you can say stop. I think if I say close everything.
Starting online banking.
Oh, I didn't like that either. Go back. Go back.
Online banking exited.
Okay,
you are located in the assistant.
Close everything.
Okay, all applications are closed.
All right, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe they are going to have to add stop everything to the command set or modify the prompt, one or the other. Let's go to employment center.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Employment center.
Opening the Employment Center. Please wait.
Welcome to the Employment Center. There are 11 categories. Please choose 1, careers in education. 2, financial aid. 3, finding a job. 4, getting additional information. 5, interview tips. 6, interview types. 7, job fairs. 8, labor and employment law. 9, negotiating. 10, of interest to employers. 11, the resume. Exit the employment center.
The resume. Yeah, all right, let's go to option 9.
Going to the negotiating category, please wait. Welcome to the negotiating category. There are 3 links in this category. Please choose 1, benefits. 2, giving notice on your current job. 3, salary. Go back.
Well, let's find out about negotiating salary, you know.
Okay, playing.
Salary.
Please wait while I download the audio.
be interesting to see what they have to say here. It's just downloading it now. And
like all other aspects of the interview, you'll do better at negotiating salary if you're prepared. Know ahead of time what the market value is for your job, what you'd like to earn, and what you're willing to settle for. That being said, you should do everything you can to put off salary discussion until the very end. If possible, wait until they've offered you the position. Your salary will depend largely on what you made at your last job and what this company usually pays for such work. In general, you should try for a salary that's at least 10% higher. However, always let the interviewer name the first number. When you respond, phrase your request by saying something in the neighborhood of, rather than quoting a single figure. Talk in terms of what the job is worth, not what you need to be paid. If you really want the job but can't agree on a salary, consider other options.
There you go. So there's some useful tips. Go back.
Okay. Please choose one. Benefits.
And now, just to get out of here, because we're, you know, down a wee way, we can go assistant.
You are located in the assistant.
Close employment center.
The employment center is shut down.
There we go. And we'll continue our look at the Freedom Box from Seritier Corporation here on Main Menu. And I think if I just wait long enough, it will, maybe I need to bring it up again. Assistant.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now? Please choose one of the following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. 4. Weather Information Service. 5. Favorites. 6. Audio Library. 7. Employment Center. 8. TV Listings. 9.
All right, want to find out what's on the old 10, TV? Chat. We can go
11,
into
Travel Agency.
TV Listings.
Opening the TV listings. Please wait.
Welcome to the TV listings. There are 8 links. Please choose 1. Cable Tonight. 2. Canadian TV Tonight. 3. Family TV Tonight. 4. Tube Talk with Jay Bobbin. 5. TV News Programs. 6. TV Sports Highlights. 7. TV Talk Shows. 8. TV's Best Bets. Exit the TV listings.
So, American and US TV, and also it only seems to focus on things that are going on in the evening. Let's choose option 4.
Okay, playing.
Tube Talk with Jay Bobbin.
Please wait while I download the audio.
It's always sort of interested me the way Americans talk about the tube. You know, I'm watching the tube. So here's something called Tube Talk. And we'll have a quick listen to this just to make sure it works, which I've no doubt it does. And then we'll exit the TV listings.
Hi, I'm Jay Bobbin. Today I'm talking to Oscar-winning filmmaker Oliver Stone on Tube Talk.
He's been to Cuba, I understand.
The classic series Backstory tells the behind-the-scenes stories of famous films.
All right. They're usually pictures. Go back.
Okay. Please choose 1. Cable Tonight.
Exit.
Are you sure you want to exit the TV listings?
Yes.
TV listings exited.
And now we're back
you
in the assistant.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
And it is time to look at the browser.
Starting the browser. Please wait.
Surfing the web via the Freedom
Welcome
Box.
Welcome to the web browser. What would you like to do now?
Well, I think we'll hit the help key here.
To search the web for pages that contain a particular word or phrase, say, search the web. If you know the address of the website you want to visit, say, enter address. To leave the browser and return to the application menu, say exit.
Well, now, let's say I'm a fairly new user and I've heard about ACB Radio and I don't know where to go because I've never used the web before. Search the web.
To find out what you can do here, say, what are my choices?
Yeah, but I just said, search the web.
Are you sure you want to exit the browser?
No.
What would you like to do now?
All right, I've obviously got it wrong. It's very, very sensitive to exactly what the command is, so we'll just hit the help again.
To search the web for pages that contain a particular word or phrase, say, search the web.
No, I was right. If you know the address of the web... Search the web.
Please say the word or phrase you want to search for character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done, or press enter on the keyboard.
So I'm going to type ACB space radio and press enter.
You entered
ACB radio.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
Oh, that music's come back again.
Oops. Browsing page, search results. This page has 62 links.
What would you like to do now?
So I will now press the help key.
You are currently browsing a web page. To hear the contents of the page, say browse page. Web pages include links which can take you to other web pages and online resources. To follow one of the links on this page, say follow a link. To search the web for pages that contain a particular word or phrase, say, search the web. To go directly to another website, say, enter address. To leave the browser and return to the application menu, say, exit.
So I will browse page.
Search results. 1. Link, welcome to ACB Radio,
look at that,
the
right
voice
at the top.
Of the world as
so
blind.
Push top? One, rather.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
No, it doesn't seem to... Even though the links are numbered here, it's not letting me press 1 for that particular link, so I think I just have to repeat.
Link, welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world as blind.
That one.
Browsing page, welcome to ACB Radio.
So all I needed to do was say that one,
blind community.
And it's chosen
this
the link.
This page has 32 links.
What would you like to do now?
Browse page.
ACB logo, thick black line. Welcome to ACB Radio, if you re first time visitor. Link, listen to the ACB Radio promotional CD, or read an introduction to ACB Radio, an hour broadcast services. You can use Windows Media Player 7, Winamp or Real Player 7 or higher to hear our channels, and on-demand content. Link, visit our download page, to get a player. ACB Radio Mainstream can also be heard in the United Kingdom, on the telephone, courtesy of Link, phone anything com. To listen, UK caller should phone 0845-333-0855. Link, listen to ACB Radio Mainstream, for programming produced by the blind for the blind.
That one.
Browsing page, ACB Radio Mainstream, the talk of the blind community. This page has 29 links.
What would you like to do now?
Follow a link.
Please choose a link.
View the mainstream schedule. Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream with Windows Media Player 7. Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream with Winamp.
That one.
Listen to ACB. Destination file has an audio resource, so the audio player will be executed. Switching to the audio player. You are an audio player.
And,
only golf course.
Well, there we go. We're now listening to ACB Radio Mainstream via that means. So even if there's something here that something you want to listen to that Freedom Box doesn't have on it, you can, as long as the web page is well behaved, of course, and uses alt tags, browse over there and start listening to it. So now we can say, go back.
Anywhere, you are really. Located I think he was concentrating in mainly in
America. Oh, I wonder
what
why.
But he sent like out some people now?
To and this is the land they came up with.
Stop audio.
Okay.
There we go.
All applications are closed.
Well.
You are located in the assistant.
I don't quite know what I should have done, but it's closed everything and got me out of there anyway. And that's the browser. Let's just give you another quick taste of that because it is an important feature. Browser.
starting the browser. Please wait. Welcome to the web browser. What would you like to do now? To search the web for pages that contain a particular word or phrase, say, search the web. If you know the address of the website you want to visit, say, enter address.
Enter address.
Please say the website address character by character or type it. When you're finished, say done, or press enter on the keyboard.
We'll go to the Freedom Box webpage itself, which is www.freedombox.info, and press enter.
Do you want to go to
www.freedomboxinfo?
Yes.
Okay, please wait.
It would make it more digestible,
browsing
too, if we
page.
Could have the
Welcome
docs.
Welcome to Freedom
there
Box Info. This page has 20 links.
What would you like to do now?
And I think we will follow a link.
Please choose a link.
FRE trial. Sales info request. Product info. Services. Frequently asked questions. Survey. Contact us. Known issues for version 1.0.
Let's have
download
a look at that.
Download our software for free. Next links menu.
Well, now, let's just find out what we do here.
You are in a menu of links which are available on this web page. Links take you to other web pages and online resources. To follow a link, say its name or press its number on the keypad. For example, you can press 1 to follow the first link you hear, or press 2 to follow the second. To hear more links, say more links or press 0 on the keypad.
Please choose a link.
FRE trial. Sales info request. Product info. Services. Frequently asked questions. Survey. Contact us. Known issues
now,
for version
1.0. Although there is no number beside that link, it is the 8th one, so I presume I can press number 8.
Browsing page, Freedom Box, known issues with version 1.0.
And we'll have a listen to what the known issues are.
This page has 9 links.
What would you like to do now?
Read. No, that's the wrong
command,
isn't
it? Known issues with version 1.0. The system may have trouble understanding you if your microphone volume is low, or if your microphone isn't in a good position. To resolve this issue, try setting the microphone volume in the Windows volume control to about 75%. If you still have trouble, move the microphone around. In places where you're allowed to either say some digits or enter them on the keypad, such as the Weather Information Service, repeated digits will be ignored if you say the digits. For example, if you say 67,226 when asked for the zip code in the Weather Information Service, it will interpret that as 6726. So for now, enter those digits on the keypad instead. If the system doesn't hear you, it may be because the Windows Focus isn't in the Freedom Box window. So repeatedly press Alt plus Side Tab and press the Talk key until it works. The AT&T Natura voice synthesizer isn't available yet. It will be within the next 24 hours. Link, home.
Well,
link, FRE.
I'll just turn that down. We, I think, have done all that we can do really here, but the browser is actually quite usable. So we'll just see if we can exit the browser
link,
from here.
Link, survey.
Exit browser.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
I don't blame you. I didn't say that very assertively at all. Exit.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good, but where am I now? Okay, well, exit.
Okay.
It doesn't want to get me. So let's go to the assistant.
You are located in the assistant.
And close browser.
The browser is shut down.
There we go. And now we'll just, assistant.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now? Please choose one of the following. 1. Mail. 2. News Center. 3. Entertainment Guide. 4. Weather Information Service. 5. Favorites. 6. Audio Library. 7. Employment Center. 8. TV Listings. 9. Browser. 10. Chat. 11. Travel Agency. 12. Shopping Mall. 13. Bill Payment Services. 14. Online Banking. Exit Freedom Box.
Now, all of the other services all of the other services aren't running at the moment. But we'll go in and see what they say they will do.
Starting chat. Please wait.
This service isn't available yet, but it will be soon.
Chat exited.
Okay, well, there's not a lot of info there. But I actually think, well, I'll come back to the closing comments, actually. Let's go into the next option.
Opening the travel agency. Please wait.
Need a break from the same old, same old? Soon, you'll be able to book that trip of your dreams right here at the Freedom Box Travel Agency. Airline tickets, cruises, even rental car reservations. By the way, we reserve the right not to rent cars to the blind unless they have a valid driver's license. Just joking. Thanks for visiting the travel agency. Check back often to see when this service will be available. Returning to the application menu.
Okay, and that's the travel agency, which is...
Travel agency exited.
Not up and running
yet.
You
are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Like, basically, the whole e-commerce platform is clearly under
construction.
Please
choose one of the following.
Let's go into here.
Open the shopping mall. Please wait.
Oh, yeah, shopping.
Looking for that perfect gift or maybe some groceries? Whatever your shopping needs, you'll find it all here at the Freedom Box Shopping Mall. Best of all, you'll only have to learn one interface, so you can concentrate on shopping without the hassle of complex and confusing and often inaccessible online shopping interfaces. It's all here at the Freedom Box Shopping Mall. Check back often to see when this service will be available. Returning to the application menu.
Shopping mall exited.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Opening bill payment services. Please wait.
And I think this is the final service we haven't looked at.
Bills, bills, bills. As if it's not enough just paying them. With the Freedom Box bill payment services, pay all your bills at the sound of your voice. Credit cards, mortgage payments. If it needs to get paid, we can do it for you. Once this service becomes available, never again will you have to put a single stamp on a single bill payment. Alerts will help you keep track of when certain bills need to get paid, and you can even set up bills to be paid automatically. Check back often to see when the service will be available. Returning to the application menu.
Bill payment service is exited.
You are located in the assistant. What would you like to do now?
Exit Freedom Box. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
That's a very dramatic noise, that is. I mean, it really... Exit Freedom Box.
Sorry,
it doesn't want to go.
I didn't understand.
It doesn't want to go, does it? Exit Freedom Box.
Are you sure you want to exit Freedom Box?
Yes.
Thank you for using Freedom Box. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So that's the Freedom Box from Seratech Corporation. A couple of closing comments on this. As it stands at present, it's a nice piece of software. It does have a good interface and puts you in touch with a vast amount of news and information, some of which you can get elsewhere, but not all of it. It is really like an online information service for the blind. I think that what is going to really be the test is the rolling out of the e-commerce solutions, the online banking, the bill payment services, the travel agency. All of those applications actually, in some instances, depending on the bank that you're with or where you're traveling with, can be difficult with screen readers. It's not impossible, and you do have to hunt around to find just the right bank with appropriately accessible services, etc. But that's going to be a really big boom. I think it's going to be a winner for people who are not used to computers, and there may be a few people who are sort of captivated by it who do have screen readers. What I think will really sell this thing, though, and probably will determine whether it flies or crashes, actually, is the sense of community that's built up. And I'm using as my justification for saying that the whole e-voice phenomenon. Blind people really took over e-voice. In fact, you may argue that because of the number of mailboxes and minutes that were being used by blind people on e-voice, they may well have also been the ruin of it. But I think the key to it is having, for example, a directory of users that you can search to find the person that you are looking for, who might also be on Freedom Box. The voice messaging thing is nice. If they can set up groups for voice messaging, even inside of Freedom Box, that will be a big advantage. Clearly the voice chat is going to be significant when they get that application going. Just the whole sense of being a part of a community and being able to share information by voice, I think, is going to be particularly exciting for main menu listeners, people who already are up and running with a computer. Now, there are a couple of hardware solutions that Freedom Box has, and if you want to find more information about that, you can go to freedombox.info. You're looking at a minimum of about $900 US, and there's a more expensive solution as well. The boxes that they're selling do sound really attractive, quite portable. They don't have an option at the moment that runs on batteries, so I think that's a bit of a shame, but they look pretty well-specced computers. But you can also, if you're interested, download a demo of the software for free that has the DeckTalk speech in it. It's only about 30 megabytes or so. I don't know whether they're going to put the AT&T demo back up, because I understand when they did put it up briefly, there was a huge run on their bandwidth, and it's about 500-odd megabytes long, so it's a massive download. But they are offering to send people a demo CD of the Freedom Box with the AT&T Natural Voices speech built in. Now, my understanding is also that if you like the software, that is the software with the DeckTalk speech built in, that you can keep that software, and after your 30-day trial is up, you can become a subscribing Freedom Box user at a cost of $9.95 US to be on their online service a month. So you may well want to consider that option if you think that Freedom Box is for you. I actually have a couple of blind people in mind who are interested in the technology but have no real aptitude for or interest in being in Windows and using a fully-fledged screen reader, and I'm looking forward to showing them this because I think that it will really capture the imaginations of many people. This is a 1.0 release. They'd be the first. Ceratech Corporation will be the first to tell you that it's not bug-free, but they are working on it at a very prolific rate. And I think the product has promise, and at least based on progress to date, I think this product has a very promising future. I'm looking forward to the rollout of those e-commerce applications, to them building on the concept of a Freedom Box community and adding lots of community applications. That's the winner, I think. They will be. So if you want to find out more about what I think is a product that has promise, and a product that is clearly now starting to deliver on what has been promised for the last wee while, then take a look and download the demo if you wish from www.freedombox.info. www.freedombox.info.